Oh, yeah. I got a nice long cord. So, yeah, we're fucking around today, and we're totally late. We have, like, 5 minutes to cover the entire Internext show. And whose fault is that?
Mine.
His. The guy that you can't see, nor do you want to.
I didn't take my
You know what's really funny? We just walked around the entire floor of Internext to get right back where we walked in, which is right here. She's sexy. She is. She's told me some stories that are just. I probably taste like coffee.
Okay, this is the home version. No.
Hey, what's the naughtiest thing you've ever done?
You.
No.
She's the naughtiest thing I've ever done.
This girl is so funny. I bet you have stories that are...
I can tell my grandchildren them.
You can? Wow, you're quite a grandma because I can't tell my grandchildren a lot of things I've done. We're going to interview Misty later.
Oh, really?
In the bathtub.
Ooh, Misty in the bathtub. I'll bring the bubbles.
All right, that's cool. I like that. No, this is like my favorite. This is like my favorite girl. She's like, I shot like my fifth video ever for her in Miami.
Oh, that's right. Six Across America. Miami, number 5.
In the middle. That's all I know.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That's quite a... You can be my filling anytime. Anytime.
I've been going on like an hour's sleep every night. My brain isn't functioning.
That's amazing because we just got here. We just started.
Yeah. Nice and fresh.
Did you really go to the gym at 5:30 this morning?
No, at 6.
Wow. You really slept in today. 6 o'clock in the morning. You're so good.
Working it. Work. Working it. Speaking to the... My favorite sex toy? That's a good question. Can't really say I have one. I know. This is a good one. It's like a pocket rocket, only it plugs into your cigarette lighter. So I can, like, drive and go on long trips, like here to Vegas. I don't know. For some reason, there was, like, a convoy of truckers following behind us.
Number 4. Okay, complete these thoughts. Okay. I never sleep with a guy who...
Who?
Couldn't get it up?
A lot of stipulations saw there.
He couldn't get it up!
Right? Yeah, okay. I agree with her. I agree. Is that what we're playing?
Why or why not? Because he couldn't get it up. Okay, my thighs tingle and my knees get weak when...
When I smell certain colognes.
Like, what's your favorite?
I like Gaultier, Jean-Paul Gaultier for men. I love that one. I go weak. Yeah.
Especially in Italy. Okay, before I sleep with someone in my private life, I have to feel...
Oh, so much wet pussy. I have to feel wet, my wet pussy, and then it'll be okay.
That's it?
I like to feel lots more things, you know? I love to feel all the good stuff, all the love and the happiness, and you know, but I don't have to. I can just be wet.
Hey, some of us are, that's easy. That's
easy.
Cool. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Do you ever actually watch porn and get off on it?
No, I haven't. I don't really watch too much porn. I make it, so I get off on making it. Does that work?
No, that works for me. I do. Do you ever watch porn?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, do you ever masturbate to watching porn?
No.
Have you ever masturbated watching porn?
No, just if I'm alone.
Okay, do you ever masturbate thinking about making porn, thinking about thousands of guys jacking off watching you fuck?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Was that a complicated enough question?
That was a really good question.
Because I know that when I'm doing a movie and I'm looking into the camera, I'm thinking about thousands of guys sitting at home, jacking off, looking at me, getting fucked. That's what I'm fantasizing about when I'm making a porno, which, so when I watch porn, sometimes I watch my own movies and I watch it and I think, oh God, I remember doing that. And then I'll masturbate thinking about how I felt when I was making the movie.
Right.
Whoa, that's a big thought.
Right.
Okay, oh, this is, you guys, who's hotter? Christina Aguilera Britney Spears or Madonna?
Well, I'm an old-time Madonna fan, but and I think she's like hotter because I think she could just do way more to you. You know, like Britney's cool, Christina's cool, but I think they're probably too young and not quite sexual enough to like really do what you need to be do what needs to be done. But Madonna could take care of it for sure.
I don't.
It's okay to be a writer.
Cute.
I can't turn the page, so I'm going to ask you one of these. Who are your favorite porn stars?
You.
I paid her.
Yeah, no, she did not. She is. Felicia is another one of my favorites. One of my good friends. Yes, Alexander Silk. Tony Tedeschi, he's a good friend of mine. All my good friends. I like them all. I like Jenna. I like Jill. I like everybody. I like Sue.
Okay, I have a question. Have you had sex with all of the people that you just mentioned?
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Let me think.
We are lucky. What about you? Do you have favorite porn stars yet, or are you still working on that list?
Yes, I have Misty Rain. It's true.
No, Misty's the best. Yeah, we pay each other to give each other really good questions. Ooh, I missed the question following the Christina, Britney, and Madonna. If you had a voodoo dolls of all three of them, and you could put them all into a porn scene doing anything you wanted them to do, who would be doing what to whom?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think Madonna would probably have the black, you know, bondage thing on and controlling the two little girls to make them, I don't know, it's all in there, but I can't really explain it.
I can see them both tied up. The other two tied up and her just like, yeah, whips and feathers and tickling and stuff.
Their first orgasm because they never really had one like that before because they've only been with their little boyfriends, you know? And so they don't really know how to have sex and all of a sudden...
Not to mention names, Justin Timberlake.
I don't know if he knows all the things to do, you know, but Madonna might, and so I can picture something like that.
I heard that Britney has a little S&M action going on sometimes, though. I don't know, that's just what I've heard.
She might have picked it up from Mama Madonna.
Yeah, I'll pick it up from them. Hey, how do you feel about tickling?
Oh, okay, tickling, I'm ticklish, so I don't do well with tickling. I think it's funny, but it makes me really nervous. I just want them to stop, you know.
Does it make you uncomfortable? It's like, okay, I like it, but no, I don't, because it... How about you? Do you like tickling? I keep, like, eating the microphone.
Just little.
A little bit?
Just little, yeah.
Like a little feathers over the body, just, like,
sure.
Teasing. A little light feather action's cool, but when they start, like, tickling, when you're just like, okay, stop, I can't breathe, because I'm laughing so hard and it's not funny. Okay, cool. Hey, look at the size of that balloon.
How you been?
L-I-N?
L-Y-N.
L-Y-N.
Yeah.
I've been good.
Yeah, I see you in the lobby.
I got in last night.
Oh, I see you today in the lobby. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Where's your outfits? Your cute little outfits tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Today I'm just like, can you say cat? Very casual.
Yeah. Correct.
Look how cute you look. Look at her little tattoo and stuff. She's so tiny. She's so cute. Do you want to answer some questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do I like? Sex.
Should we go to beach dance?
Yes. Oh, that's so funny. In Tampa, we went to this feature dance school because we figured, you know, might as well see what it's like. Might as well pay a bunch of money so we can pretend that we were going to actually know what we're doing when we get up and do it. And do you really know what you're doing now after going to feature school?
I know nothing, not a damn thing.
It's, you know, hey, what can you say? They're great people, very sweet, trying to do something cool, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't work.
Okay, show us something.
You're like, can someone just...
They must have taught you one.
You learned that in Spain?
I learned that.
You learned that there? I was going to say, I didn't get that one. Look at that ass. Okay, let's see. We're going to ask you a question.
Drum roll.
Question. Let's see. Oh, wait, we don't want the front. We're going to the second page. Okay. Have you ever been spanked as an adult?
As an adult, yes.
Did you like it?
Of course I like it. I love being spanked, especially when I'm having sex. Bent over and spanked in the ass. I love it.
Now, but are you the dominant one or is the other person? Do you usually do the spanking or do you usually get spanked?
When I'm with a girl, I love to spank ass. I love it. Especially if I have a big, juicy ass, I will spank your ass. Even I've been spanking her ass all day today, grabbing, touching. I'm like the touchy-feely. Oh,
will you spank my ass?
Yeah. Oh, that's good, though. That's
okay.
Really good.
tell us about something you swore you would never do, but then you tried it and you, oops, you really liked it.
That's an easy one, porn. I swore I'd never do porn. I did, for the longest time.
And how did that, you just kind of, oops, I tripped and fell?
Oops, I fell into some dick. Yeah, pretty much. It was just, my girlfriend told me to try it, and it was like, I was like looking at some of the guys, and then I realized how like good they were at sex, and I was like, you're gonna actually pay me for this? All right, I'm here, I'm in it, I'm gone.
And how long has it been now?
8 years.
She's 2 years away from the Hall of Fame, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I am here with the lovely Jessie Jane.
Hi.
We've bonded. We went to Disney World together.
Pretty good. Show me your ball.
Okay, we're just gonna ask you a bunch of goofy questions, okay. And then we're gonna let you go back to your wonderful, adoring fans.
Okay.
So, tell me about your favorite sex toy.
The lipstick vibrator, baby. Oh my God. 1,000,000 orgasms. I swear by it.
You swear? Do you keep one in your purse all the time?
Yes, I do, because it looks like a tube of lipstick, so I look very innocent.
So you can go through the airport and the guys don't look at you funny,
you
because
know what's
they always
so funny. Actually, I went in the airport this time and it went off, and they like pulled it and they're like, "Why is this going off?" I was like, "It's my vibrator," and the guy was like, "Oh, okay."
That's when you see him just kind of go, "Oh."
It's so funny. He was just like, "Oh, okay." I was like dying laughing. It's so funny.
They searched my bags completely. I left the strap on at home. I almost brought it because I was supposed to do a girl scene with a strap on. I was just like, oh God, thank God, because they were pulling everything out going, wow, look at all this stuff. And I'm like,
What are you doing on this trip?
They're probably like, oh yeah, she's a little fucking hooker going to Vegas, you know.
You're a hooker.
Oh yeah, well.
Fine.
It is. Do you have a favorite fantasy that you like to think of when you touch yourself?
Yeah, I like to pretend like I'm a schoolgirl and I'm failing class. And my teacher's like, well, I can help you get an A, you know.
I don't know how I managed to get that, but. Okay, complete these thoughts. I'd never sleep with a guy who?
Stinks.
All right. You ever had one that really stinks? Like?
No, I had somebody try to kiss me and he had bad breath. And I was like, whoa, just back off. Like, ugh.
I have coffee breath. I'm sorry. Okay, my thighs tingle and my knees get weak when?
You lick them all over.
We'll be having sex later.
Yes, we will.
Before I sleep with someone in my private life, I have to feel...
horny.
Everyone's like, horny, wet. It's like, no love?
What's love got to do with it?
Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, feel free to follow us on Spotify at smarturl.it/kinkyvids. That's right, that's smarturl.it/kinkyvids, all one word. And yeah, it goes to a cool Spotify page with some uncensored porn star interviews. Really fun.